And I'm Simone Reddington.
And we are coming to you courtesy of the Wild Style Network from the Salisbury Center podcast studio of our sweet in our sweet little town
of Manassas.
Until they kick us out.
Yeah. We did it. We did it. We made it. Episode 5. Who would have thunk?
Not anyone at all. No. But we do have some exciting news.
Ooh. What is it?
We have.
Oh, we have our. I wanted you to tell me.
What would it be?
Yes. Our new sponsor, JJDJ Entertainment. Our very own John Caniford, who we love. He wants to sponsor us. He believes in us. Yeah.
He wants to get on this train.
Yeah.
That until the kickoff.
So if you want to book him for any of your upcoming events, birthdays, weddings, things like that,
He has a photo booth he can bring up. Anyone in Northern Virginia, any kind of like party that you need a DJ for, it's jjdjentertainment.com.
John Caniford.
Yeah. And we have our official first sponsor. Exciting enough, we've had a lot of interest, and Simone and I
are going to work
in the next couple of weeks and figure out like a tier system for like
our sponsors to make it easier for you to join this party.
Yeah. Because A, why not? But like B, we just want to keep making these. And if you're enjoying them at all, then helping us out would be amazing.
Yeah. That'd be nice. That'd be a nice thing to do.
Keep the lights on.
So what have you been up to? You had a big birthday this weekend.
I did. I turned 42 on Saturday. I had a wonderful weekend. If you're my social media friend, which I invite you to be, you'd see on my stories that I went out Friday night.
Yeah, there was parts that you remember and parts you don't remember. I happened to be there at different times and got to witness you throughout like the night.
Yeah, and you got to see the slow decline. But yeah, went out with Becky and Julie, and then Courtney met us with us at Monza, and then the wine was flowing, and my bestie, Allie, was there.
I got to meet Allie. I love that.
Don't you love her?
I love her. Like, I love her.
She's a wild animal.
And then I saw y'all running that night. In your Crocs. I was waiting for a fall.
17. What does she drink? Oh, vodka. 17 vodka sodas later. But it was wonderful. And then I woke up to like pictures on my phone the next day that were hilarious. But one I do remember was a picture with one Chuck Davis.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Daddy.
That was very fun.
Mom and Dad ran into you. Yeah. When you were out celebrating, or you ran into them.
You told me they were at Carmelo's, and I ran into Carmelo's, which is a fine dining establishment. And I very calmly made my way in there and sat down with them. And your mom was like, hello.
Lily.
You are doing a good job. Yeah, I like it. Like, very calm. And Chuck's like, taste my Manhattan.
Yeah.
And I did.
Give me a cig.
Give me a kiss. Yeah. No, but they're wonderful. But yeah, we had a wonderful time that night. Exhausted. Saturday, Courtney and I went down to historic Warrenton.
Oh, cute. They have some great shops out there and restaurants.
They are coming up quick. I lived there. Like, I just turned 42. I celebrated my 25th birthday living above the Christian Science Reading Room.
How weird, because I worked in Warrenton around early 2000s and at 33 Culpeper Street. Countrywide had an office upstairs.
Oh,
so I worked there when I was pregnant with Haley.
Used to go trotting around. I would do my morning walks.
Very like different.
Up and down. Yeah. It is completely different. And I am so excited for them. And then, you know, because Studio Lux has their other...
We've already discussed how cool of a setup that is in their store.
You go in and then you go down a hallway and there's
the tattoo parlor.
The Painted Fox. And then you've got the Hot Cakes. Which... The woman that owns it was in there, and she was saying something about her birthday, and I said, is it your birthday? And she goes, my brother. I said, my birthday. And then she high-fived me, and I got a cupcake and left. It was wonderful. And then when we were down there,
I love small towns.
I saw Mitch's friend that
Jay.
I promptly ignored because he had a hat on. I didn't recognize him. I only met him about 4 times. And he had 2 Bostons with him. And one
Olive
of them,
and Izzy.
I told you,
so
one of them
cute.
Looked at me and was like, oh my dog. And it was just so sweet. But we ate lunch at Cast Iron Craft House. Recommend.
I've never even heard of that.
It's new. It's where Molly's is. It's on a side street, like right next to that. Huh. It's very new. They do a lot of like events there.
Yeah.
Like I'm pretty sure my friend James that owns Ivabella Salon has, maybe they put on like, maybe it was like a drag event there. I think it might've been like the Fakir Pride. Put on an event
interesting.
There.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't
there's
get
a couple
to go.
There's even, I didn't
disco
know.
Disco Night or something.
Black Bear Bistro's gone and now is Licorice Pizza.
Yes, which
and there's a bagel place.
Yeah.
Bagel. Here we go again.
You're fooling.
Yes.
But I've heard Licorice Pizza's great. Paul Tomaselli from New York, Northern Virginia Foodies was out there this weekend and posted some pictures.
He gets around. Paul Tomaselli
is a wild man.
Where do you keep your helicopter?
Yeah.
And your diet pills
and you're Ozempic. I'm like,
how do
this
you
dude
eat so much?
Lucky him, man. I would love to have him on here sometime if he would be willing to come. That would be amazing. But anyway, we had a wonderful time. I love downtown Warrenton. I love downtown Manassas. Obviously, like, what do we like to do is go to these wonderful places. But that night, I had dinner for my birthday at Taste of Old Country, which you ate.
I ate there on Friday with Sarah.
What did you get?
My girlfriend Sarah. We got meatball appetizer. We got some hummus and pita. And she got a salad. And I love the orange soda. And Elias was there working his butt off.
Always there.
That's
him. That's his operation, man.
It's so good. If you have not been there, it is so fresh, so yummy. It's just a sweet little spot.
It's insane. Like, I can't believe we have that in Manassas. And don't get me wrong, I love Katerina's for your Greek food. Amazing. This is just different. It's a smaller place. It's just him. He's running the show. I mean, him and a cook, a chef. But you feel like you're the only person there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's gorgeous inside. My friend's best friend, Beth, and her husband, Rob, came from Ashburn and they got there before us. And she messaged me and she's like, this is adorable in here.
But yeah, it really is. It's surprising.
I know I've talked about this 100 times, but we had the mega platter, which had a little bit of everything. We had some wine. We had a round of drinks on the house because it was my birthday. Thank you, Elias. I've thanked him like 6 times for that. But they like got to try everything because they have paninis. Courtney got a delicious huge salad.
Yeah, their salads are monstrous.
Monstrous.
Fresh,
and it just
delicious.
If you haven't been there, I have been seeing like on Facebook and everywhere, like they're getting so much attention and so much traction. And if you have not been there, do yourself a favor. Literally, I'm getting dressed to go Saturday night. And my friend Yovi that owns the Man Cave, the Old Town Man Cave barbershop in Old Town, she was like, oh my God, thank you for recommending this place. Like, I'm here right now.
Yeah.
It's delicious. And I think what she said to me was like, I said, are you still there? She's like, I'm still chomping right now. Yes. And she's so funny. But I love hearing people going there. And he actually, Elias, is taking off from like Sunday
to
like tomorrow.
Yeah, just for a couple of days.
Well,
he probably needs it.
Deserved like R&R. So congratulations on that. But yeah, we love him.
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I visited Zandra's. I've eaten there a couple times in the past couple of weeks. They have the shrimp tempura taco that I really like.
You ever get flour. The queso?
I love the queso. Yeah. I love all of it. But I like the sweet salsa. Don't give me any other salsa. I can't handle it.
I'll try and play with all
I
that.
Don't have chapsticks strong enough for the salsas that they can serve you. No way. And awesome bartenders there. And I realized that
Danny
is the bartender at Zandra's, but also one of the servers here at
VIP.
In VIP. And he was the one who was was serving Dad and I. He was really
when
nice.
When you were here at Cagezilla? Yeah.
Yes, when we were at Cagezilla. Another one coming up, October 19th.
There you go.
We're already planning on coming to that one.
Good. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah, and then Caroline, she is like the sweetest bartender. She's like you doing okay, hon? Okay, babe. I love that. I love that.
I need to go in there. I have not been in there in forever.
Oh no, their shrimp tempura taco and their skirt steak taco.
When they first opened, Miguel, if you're listening, hi. They used to have a Greek taco that I think has since fallen off the menu.
They bring it back. Like if you go there often enough, you'll see things drop off and things come
back
on.
That was my favorite one. Take a note.
Miguel. Bring back the Greek taco.
Yeah, I loved it. There's a place in Falls Church called Wild Tacos with a Z. And it's Mexican and Greek fusion. And it is, again, it is a, it's in like the mix of like Falls Church. It's easy to find, but like it is a like hole in the wall. I think they do a lot of like DoorDash business.
Uh-huh.
But Courtney and I were drawn to it because the way what he talks about is he says he only cooks with like olive oil, avocado oil, not like all the other, I'm not going to go
canola.
Into
canola.
None of that. Like no seed oils, nothing. And it's just, and he's like, I have no sugar in this place unless it's the soda that you can choose to drink if you want. He's like, but the food I make, none of that. And so it's like one side is Mexican food, one side is Greek food, but it's like, do you want like a Greek taco? Do you want a Greek quesadilla? Yes, you do. I recommend that one. But that's what's cool. It's like they have, it's essentially prepared all the same way, but just like with the Greek ingredients. And
I've never even heard of that.
What is it?
Wild?
Wild tacos.
With a Z.
With a Z. In Falls Church. And anyway, it was wonderful. But Miguel, go ahead and bring back that Mediterranean taco. Thank you. And the rooftop bar, I don't know if you haven't been to Zandra's in Manassas. They have that beautiful rooftop patio. I don't know how far into the season it's open. I do know.
I think it's just based on the weather.
Yeah. I do know that it's just a really fun place to like watch the parades if you can get up there. Yeah.
It's a fun spot.
Absolutely.
It's a fun lookout spot.
Yeah.
There was a big thing going on this weekend. I checked out the first annual Mosaico Cultural Festival. And it was, it said it was a journey full of colors, rhythms, and traditions of Latin American culture. And it was, I couldn't understand anything because it was virtually all in Spanish.
Yeah.
But I got to see some of the cutest dances. There was a magic show.
Aww.
Just really, like I walked up out of curiosity because it wasn't, there wasn't as much music, like that thumping music that I hear from the festivals. Yeah. And it was a lot of talking. And when I got up here, it was very sweet. A lot of storytelling.
Yeah.
The kids were all wrapped around watching a clown, performances, just really, really neat. And when I went into the museum, I saw as I was walking into the Albert Speeden exhibit, there's a junior architectural corner. And it was covered in kids, all dressed for performing because they were there for dances and singing and stuff. But they were building things and drawing things. It was probably one of the sweetest moments that I had this weekend.
Yeah, you said kids, no cell phones.
No cell phones. Kids just creating, imagining, having this experience in a museum. Like hopefully they'll always have like a connection or feel that and have an interest knowing that a museum isn't just a boring, you know, look at this.
Oh, ours doesn't look boring.
Yeah.
Meow. But that I thought I had seen something about that. I didn't remember it was going on. So just next time, Simone, remember to let me know what you're doing. But did they, who put that on? Was it?
It was HMI one of the, I can't remember, I took a picture of the sponsors, but HMI was involved in it. And Kristen was there. I met Kristen's mom and her daughter and her daughter's friend. HMI had a tent.
Our new friend.
Yes, my new friend, Kristen.
I just thought it was maybe one of the city council members.
Vega? It wasn't, but... One of the Guzman. Guzman.
Yeah,
I think she's actually an HMI.
Okay.
I apologize for not having this straight. I do believe she's with HMI. And then she got an award.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I saw there was something with the mayor and her.
More of that.
It was beautiful. Like, I loved it. I feel like the weather might have scared some people away because this weekend we had kind of shit weather.
Kind of ick.
Yeah. But it was really sweet. I've been drawn more and more to Manassas. Oh, that's where I got this shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Check out my shirt, Manassas Museum. Although I have this fear now that people are going to think I work for the city and ask me questions. And I'm going to tell them what's going on.
Put one of our stickers over top of it before you.
No, I'm drawn to the museum. Y'all, if you have not been to the museum, go check it out. It's open Tuesday through Sunday, every day, Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 5. And it's free. You don't have to pay anything. You can go in there. The exhibits are great. The gift shop is fantastic. There's been so many instances over the years where people are traveling somewhere and they're like, I want to get something authentic to Virginia or to Manassas. And I don't know why all the time I'm like,
That's where it is.
The Echoes store in Manassas Museum has so many different things. There's books, there's gift, there's dishware, there's peanuts. Martha Wilson. Yeah. Her Surrey Shop peanuts are in there. It's very, very cute.
Maybe I'm going to go after this. Tell me, that front room, the big windows, that really pretty, like, is that going to be an exhibit to your knowledge?
So that is not an exhibit. That would be more of like an exhibit hall.
A hall.
I've been there for the Manassas Garden Club. We had a meeting there one time. And then for the Mosaico Festival, there was actually a bunch of jewelry vendors set up in there, I think, again, because of the weather. So it's a really cool room when you're in it. I hate how it looks outside because it looks like Krispy Kreme. I don't like how our museum looks from the outside.
It looks like Miami Beach, honestly. because Courtney and I were walking up there early one morning on one of our fitness journeys, and you could see in. And so my little history nerd was like going through, like walking and like reading everything of all the preliminary kind of how Manassas came together. Uh-huh. And so she's looking at it and she's like, oh my gosh, like what exhibit's going to be in there? And I'm like, I don't know that there's going to be one in there, because I thought it was something you could rent for, like,
I think that's what it is. It's like a little hall
or something.
It's not really a hall. It's not grand, but
yeah.
We've used it now for a couple, the Spotted Lantern Fly, they had exhibits up in there. So it's just, I think, a multi-purpose room.
That's cool.
Yeah. Because then there's also like a classroom too that's off of that. But that big glass part, I think it's just a...
atrium?
Yeah. I don't know what fancy architecture.
I need to get over there. I haven't.
You have to go up there, especially now that I've been up there, I think, 3 times in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. It's a deal. I will.
Yes, yes.
But that's so cool. I'm so glad that you went to that. And I wish that I had gone. And I wish that we have like 20 more of those things, because I just love that.
Yeah,
like,
I know we have a lot more Thai festivals coming up. I think we have about 5 more of those coming up through October. Yikes. But that's not a city thing. That's somebody paying to throw that event on at the Manassas Museum. And the city's making money off of it.
Yeah. Good.
What do you do? Let me see. I don't know if anybody... Have you been over by Girani and seen my concrete? I'm going to call it my concrete.
I've seen the progress that you've made in this town, yes. It's so good.
I'm blown away. Like, I was speechless.
Yeah.
I was walking around and Mitch saw it before I did. And then I was like, holy shit, there is cement there. I had complained about this spot in front of Girani where water trickles down. I don't know if it's from the new apartment buildings. I don't know if it's from mariachis. I don't really know what the source of the water is. But it flows into the grassy area. And when it dries, it creates a big mud pit. And then when it dries, it's just like a big hole that you could step in. And so when Chief Keene and I had our visit on my porch, I said to him, you know, have you noticed that? Well, daggone if he didn't call me a couple days later and said, is this the spot that you're referring to? They put some grass seed down and some straw. But then within a week, cement was poured.
Yeah. And it's just enough that
you can step.
Yeah. Because on the little corner, right inside of that little corner was a cement, I don't know, it's a utilities
box of some sort. Yeah.
Patch on the ground. So there was like just this little channel, L-shaped channel that you really could just, and my friend Becca, like that I was talking about her earlier, she did that in New York City. And like, she like, oh, I think it has an open claim with them, but like that's bad. And I mean, you could hurt yourself, but he went in and put the concrete in that L-shaped channel.
He had a crew come in. And attend to that.
Made a
and
whole little platform.
I am so happy. And poor Chief Keene does not know the honey-do list that I have put together for him.
God.
I have a whole, you know, everybody's reaching out now. And everybody has valid concerns and interests regarding things in the city. And going back to that place over by Girani, if you actually take a look at it from afar, the whole area needs attention. The trees are dead. Have you noticed that?
I have.
The trees look like, it looked like a tornado came through and we didn't, I don't remember the tornado.
The trees are dead. the landscaping could be definitely like kept up with. And, you know, again, I'm like, you know, we're inviting all of these people here for these festivals.
That's what everybody's seeing from the train too.
And I was going to say, so on that side of it, like by Girani, now they won't break their ankles, but it just is, doesn't have the look. And then on the other side, on the tracks side, when people are like taking their train home, it just looks, it's beautiful.
First impression.
It's beautiful by Sinistral where he's got that mural going on. Yeah. But like that whole area could really just get a little facelift. And I know that like the city, like we're working with.
We have those beautiful flower baskets.
Yes. And I know we're working with like a skeleton crew, a light crew, like they were saying. But I just, Simone.
I don't know. We're going to have to do something.
Wave your wand.
I'm going to put it on my list along with there's other things. I brought up the choke trees behind the Manassas Museum. So when I went by there last weekend, I took a peek. They still are choking. And I was like, I will get you unchoked. I will save you, trees. So we'll see what happens with that.
Well, I was at the farmer's market on Saturday.
They're there, too.
And I ran and met Zachary Murphy.
Yes.
For the first time at the booth of the Master Gardener. Mm-hmm. And you know, Courtney was just like, oh, what has brought you into that? And he was pointing at the trees that are behind the commuter lot, but on
this side of the railroad tracks.
On this side of the road. And they're all being choked as well. And it's just all like overgrown and ivy. And he was like this. He's like, all of this. He's like, I just would love to see it brought to its full potential.
I don't know. So how do we fix that, folks?
Right.
How do we fix that? What do we do?
I don't know.
I'm going to, like I said, Chief Keene, I'm putting together, I'm assembling a list of concerns and things that are being brought to us. And let's see, what we can do together.
Right.
I mean, do we need to ask people to volunteer, you know, see if there's any company out there that wants to volunteer and do some labor around Manassas? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know
how that
works.
My gloves on. I have no problem. I
don't want to.
I'm a blue collar worker girl, but I don't, you know what I mean? That I don't want to come across as just like, you know, complaining all the time. I don't want that. I want to bring these things to light.
No, I want to find a solution.
Correct. I want to bring these things to light, but I also want it to be known what, as like the woman on the street, like what, you know, what can I go do? Mm-hmm. Like, can I help? Can I make some calls? Like, what can we do? Because I picked up
a pair of panties with a pencil the other day.
Okay.
So
right.
My box is checked.
Was that just for fun? Or were you
actually at the church next door?
Oh, good God.
And they were Lululemon. Those are pricey undies.
Yeah, but
right in the trash
whoever
bin.
Whoever had them said.
Right into the trash bin.
I'm not keeping these.
Nope.
I don't want to know. Meow.
I thought all this promoting I'm doing for Manassas, I want people to come visit. And damn if some hobag didn't leave her panties on the ground.
Yeah. At least they were a nice brand.
Well, who cares? Now they're in the trash.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, people are reaching out. I know that there are some we want to get updates on the real estate acquisitions. We're working on that. I don't have any exciting news. I don't have any exciting announcements. We're fresh off of Labor Day here, so things are kind of quiet.
I just wonder, I was walking this morning and just like where the Old Town Inn was, like, I know it's going to change. I know they're going to
stay strong, Nikki, stay strong.
I know, but I'm thinking about like the events of the fall that happened, and I'm not going to mention them yet.
All these people that are coming.
And I'm like, God, it's just like
all of our visitors.
Nightmare.
Seeing that.
But what else are people asking you about when they're reaching out?
Oh, the real estate acquisitions. I don't have an answer for that. What are you pointing to? My eyebrows. People have been asking about my eyebrows.
Because they look good as hell.
Ladies, if you want to know the secret to good eyebrows, Obagi. Eyebrow serum is life-changing. My girlfriend, Sarah, she works for Obagi, and she turned me on to it. And now I can't, I will die clutching it in my hand.
Sure.
I love it.
Yeah.
These are my eyebrows, no makeup,
Obagi. For those of you at home, they are full. They are natural. They are Simone. My eyebrow secret is Laura Reichel.
And I do love Laura, too.
PR Partners in Manassas Spa. Laura and Anka and Elena. And Laura has trained and trained all over the world, but brow restoration, tinting, shaping. And honestly, when I don't have my like glasses on, my bangs down, people are like, God, I love your brows.
You do have good brows.
It's a mix between Laura and Botox. My friend Eve. I love a good brow. And when you don't have a good brow.
Yeah. You need a brow, ladies.
Yeah.
We need eyebrows.
We really just went.
I don't know how.
But people need to know.
Concrete to eyebrows. Yeah. But I mean, that's what people have been reaching out to me about. Eyebrows. Yeah. So,
and then also that little triangle in front of the fire station at Zebedee Quarry Church.
TR, his mother, Robbie, is so darling and sweet. And she lives down the street from us. And she goes and gets her gelato from Millie's all the time. I love that. And Robbie is, I mean, she's got her outfit. And sometimes she has her hair in braids. And she's with her walker. She's cute as a button. But she walks around town a lot, right. And there is no crosswalk or safe area for her to cross Church Street at Zebedee, or like where it intersects with
where
Zebedee.
Where does she live?
She lives by me, but like I guess she could be going over to maybe Seton or Food Lion.
Because I'm coming from the other way.
Yeah.
And like every single day, Courtney and I, there is no way to do it. And when people are coming out of town towards Centerville and they're making that sharp left at the light at Zebedee and Center, it's like they just, I mean, it's like a racetrack.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
if y'all don't know where we're talking about, we're talking about the old fire station. Where the old fire station is right on Church Street.
It is.
It's like right in that triangle. Yeah,
it's still active. It's not the one by the courthouse that's gone.
Yes.
This one is still active. Yeah. And I think that's still Centerville Road right there.
That's Church.
And then it turns right there.
Okay.
And so it's where you were talking about that favorite tree was.
Yes.
By the parking lot for Messenger Place. It's right when you come into Old Town Manassas. Right when you come in from the Centerville side, there's a fire station on your right, and then on your left is a median. And it basically has three streets that come together right there, and people drive through there like it's when people are leaving town.
Crazed.
It's 25 miles an hour because it's a residential area. And people like me, Robbie, Courtney are trying to cross there.
Kids
like,
going to Seton.
Yeah. More importantly, me are trying to cross there. And I'm looking today and I'm like, what if we did have one of those flashing with a crosswalk?
That, or I don't know if they could put in a sidewalk where John just pulled it up. So it's Quarry, Zebedee, and Church Street.
Yeah.
And it's right where 28 becomes.
It's right where the old town Church square Street. Townhomes are as well. And I lived. My house faced that intersection. There's always accidents there, and there's no way to cross. There's no sidewalk on the median, which I know might sound insane, but it just, you know, there. Even if there was just a cross.
If they put a sidewalk on the median there.
Right.
Yeah.
That might, know. Yeah.
Something. We have to address that.
Or maybe even a sign that said, sometimes old ladies walk here, and that old lady is me.
But, yeah, Zebedee Quarry and Centerville Road, right where it becomes Church.
Yeah. And if you are driving in that area,
slow down.
Slow down.
And slow the fuck down.
That's my house right there. And like, just be mindful in Old Town Manassas, in all residential areas, it's 25 miles an hour. I saw somebody say on Manassas Talk one day, he was like, why is everybody so afraid to go fast in Old Town? He's like, speed limit is 25. And then like people like went for him. And they were like, what do you mean? Why are you afraid to go above the speed limit?
You know why you need to slow down? Because my dogs are running around because my dogs are lunatics.
Yeah.
And I cannot keep them contained.
It's where people
live.
It's where people walk.
It's where kids are walking to school. Yeah. It's where people are walking to get gelato.
Yeah. It's a nightmare when.
Yep. That's the exact spot right there.
That's it. But anyway, it is things like this that we want to talk about because we want to find a solution.
And somebody brought up Homestyle Inn.
Yikes.
Have you ever gotten stuck by a train right by there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or sat at that left or right getting on to Ashton?
Oh, Homestyle Inn.
I guess everyone that left the Old Town Inn
has inhabited over there.
Yeah.
And it's like, bad. I mean, the reviews are awful.
Yeah.
The reviews are terrible.
It's like, I almost feel like they should not ever rent rooms to people from like out of town that think it's just like a hotel,
then
like they should just be like, yeah. Yo, look, this is not what this is.
This isn't what, like, you're thinking.
Oh, yeah. It's not like a sweet little hometown.
The reviews include words like needles, drug den,
bed bugs,
roaches,
smell,
vomit,
scare.
Yeah.
Scared.
And, pack your heat.
Yes. Yeah. And it just makes me sad because that's what I used to think about the Old Town Inn as well. It's like people would be like, I'm here to visit the battlefield and this is a good place for me to go and stay. And it's like, it ain't. It's not. And like that stinks. So hopefully we do get a hotel.
I'm really hoping. Yeah. I'm really, 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 really hoping that we get a boutique hotel. Something really nice that we can have events at, and just something pretty, something and eye-catching.
Not scary, smelly.
Bed bugs, roaches, drug den,
or
needles.
Dangerous. I think sometimes a fun treat is when you're driving past there and they've maybe replaced a mattress in one of the rooms.
And somebody's out like laying on the one outside.
No,
smoking.
They just
because
have it.
I've seen that.
Oh, Christ. They'll just have it like maybe propped up against the dumpster, and the colors that the mattress has turned.
Don't you wish that you had like a CSI kit?
Yeah. That thing would light up. It would be just like, it's just like, I'm like, is it blood, semen, or urine? Yeah. I hope it's urine.
When you're hoping for urine, what have we come to? We're hoping for piss.
Until they kick us out. Where do we get to? Anyway.
Please be pee.
I do think that the Homestyle Inn recently used a grant to fix up, I don't know if it was just the facade.
They did?
Yes, because if you drive by it, they have our historic Heart Modern Beat Manassas logo is next to.
I remember seeing that.
You saw this
I
comment.
I did.
Yeah. And Miguel. Oh, Miguel, again. Hi, love you. He was the one that responded and said that they had used some sort of like grant from like the city to make it look maybe not as frightening. And that, so they have to like,
not give off the hourly rate.
It's hourly rate vibe.
Drug den vibe.
That was one of the reviews, was like,
do not stay here. According to Watchdog in the state of Virginia, 2 registered sex offenders are permanent residents.
Oh,
nastiest I've ever stayed at.
I think we've made our point.
Yes.
The Homestyle Inn is gross and they should fix it up. Yikes.
That's something that somebody's brought up. They want us to kind of get to the bottom of that. So I'm on that person from YouTube. I don't have any information on our latest real estate acquisitions.
Not yet.
Yeah, we don't have anything that's coming. Next episode, hopefully, we'll give you some good news on that. Mm-hmm. Restaurant Coalition proposal, again, nothing new. First Friday is coming up. Yay! First Friday is coming up in just a couple days.
City Council meets, I think, the first and third Monday of every month.
I couldn't tell you.
I looked it up the other day and
I did too. I just forgot to make
note. Forgot it. So it wouldn't have been yesterday because of Labor Day. Uh-huh. So I wonder if it's going to be another day this week or next. I don't know what they're going to do. I tried to write Teresa, but you know, she is a busy lady. And I would be interested because I guess we should start going to those.
I want to know. Well, like I said, it's not going to affect this.
First Friday.
Which is this Friday. You know, everything's going to remain the same. Come on. Everybody, come on down and get ready to party.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. And I think we're going to have good weather. And what are we? We're going to be around.
Until they kick us out. Simone and I will be around this Friday, first Friday. And the date of that is what, the 7th?
If you are interested 6th. In getting a tattoo.
A temporary tattoo.
I don't even have one to show.
Did it rub off?
I took it off because half of it came off. And then it was... And then I took it off. And then I forgot to put a new one. I meant to put one on today so I could show everybody. But then there's a tattoo on my arm.
We have temporary tattoos and we have stickers. And we're just going to be out and about walking around. So if you see us, please, snag us for one of these items.
Sticker or a tattoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a picture.
Yeah. And everybody's like,
we might get one photo.
I want a picture with a middle-aged woman who doesn't like traffic circles. And I'll be like, here I am. Hi.
At least, John, will you take a picture with us at least so we have one picture?
I want John to follow us around with a camera and we can.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Ask people questions and you would win the sticker, not just get it easily for free, but you would like have to work for it. Oh my God, why am I like this? But that's going to be super fun.
Yeah.
And now Harlan Simple, I'm so glad I remembered to say this, are playing in front of CJ Finn's. Hi, Karen and Travis. But they'll be playing. That's going to be very fun. They're always a good time.
I think Jagged Edge is playing. I didn't really see. I saw Jagged Edge and that was it. It's really quiet. I don't for First Friday.
Do we know the theme?
I don't think there is a theme. I know Kristen, we talked about it and like, I don't know if themes are going to live around for much
themes
longer. Not
everybody
knows what they are.
Right.
And then when you don't have, when you only have a small group participating, you know, it fails, execution fails.
Well, I know that there was a secondary group on Facebook I've seen that they're making their own themes for First Friday.
Rogue. Their First Friday. Yeah. They got Rogue.
And I don't know where it is. I can find it somewhere, but I think they're on Manassas Talk and it's just like this gal and her friends and they're like, by the way, it's Cowboy Friday. And I was like, hell yeah.
Well, let's figure out what the theme is.
I know.
Tequila and tacos is the theme for September's First Friday. Restaurants will feature their own special versions of tacos.
Well, there it is. Olé.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Awesome. Is this the month where like mariachis really goes hard then? Because I feel like there's one of the...
There is. They have an Independence Day celebration coming up in the middle of the month. I don't have it written down, but I do remember seeing that. Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
I know
he was at the... Mosaico Festival the other day, having a good time.
I bet.
With his luxurious black hair.
I know. You know. Nice looking. But I know a few of those First Fridays, like they shut down like the whole road and it's like, it looks like so much fun. And I know it's always Cinco de Mayo. I don't know.
They have something. I think there's an Independence Day.
With tequila and tacos. Yum.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. So Antonio will have a big event. Sometimes he has like the bull riding out in the middle of the street.
Actual real bulls.
No. Could you imagine? No. I spoke out against chickens. Could you imagine if we had livestock in the streets?
Oh my God.
No, the mechanical bull, which I've never done. I would never do that.
No.
I would get injured.
Scared.
No doubt about it.
Nervous. One of the other things I wanted to talk about was there's been a skate park at the Jenny Dean Park for a long time. Like it's been there 10 years, maybe more. And they just redid it.
They redid it. But bad news, it is not open yet.
Not yet.
It was targeted for now.
Yeah.
But I actually called and spoke to Eric Smith and he said that there's a concrete issue that they have to take care of, which, I mean, that's basically the ballpark. So
yeah,
I don't know what exactly is going on. And it will be opening late fall.
Yeah.
So they're still targeting for the fall, but it's going to be later than what they thought.
There's a few pictures that people have taken and like posted kind of asking
what's going on.
Yeah. And like, it looks great. Like they totally revamped it. It's like the one before just said kind of run down a little bit, but like, I love that we have that.
Do you remember when we used to have one over off of Prince William Street? Remember that? It's like right across from where the apartments are now. That used to be ABC Printing. In front of Osborne. Yeah. Yeah.
And then,
oh my gosh, that was full of kids all the time. I don't know when that was torn down. I believe COVID, because I'm sure nobody was allowed to go during it during COVID.
Well, I love that it's there because I love the idea. And I don't know if people know that it's there.
If you haven't been over
where
to
it was,
Jenny
was across
Dean.
From the old farmer's market.
Yeah.
It's like across. Yes.
That's where the old one was.
They took it down, I think, because they built Baldwin.
Oh.
Or
which
something.
Was also like kind of
around that time. But yeah, anyway, it's at
if
the Jenny
you haven't
park.
Been to Jenny Dean, you need to go because there's a dog park there.
Mm-hmm.
There's an actual park, like a fun playground.
Mm-hmm. Ball field.
The fields. Just there's a ton to do over there. The Boys and Girls Club, I was just over there for the quilt show.
That's right.
And so when I drove up, I was like, oh my gosh, didn't realize all these improvements that had been made.
There's a great walking path that goes around the back of the Boys and Girls Club.
White Trail.
Something. And there's a creek, and they did a lot of restoration on that creek several years ago, like rebuilding the sides. And then there's the big reservoir back there. It has a fountain.
Then it comes out on like Hastings or Godwin, whatever that is.
But it goes, it wraps all the way around and back up to the skate park. Mm-hmm. And it's just a nice loop.
Yeah.
You know,
I wonder how far it is.
I don't know, but you can, there's a tunnel that goes under Hastings. You can go over that way. I think Tiffany.
Under Wellington.
Wellington. Yeah. I get those mixed up.
Yeah. I just my named off like 4th Street. So. Yeah.
I think Tiffany does her net walks there sometimes. Like Tiffany Eisenhower of Freedom Property Management does networking net walks.
Oh, cute.
And when it's chilly or way too hot, she does them at the mall. And then when it's nice out, I think she does them over there.
Fun. But yeah, it's a cute area. There's a lot to do over there.
Yeah. I like it. No decrepit mattresses anywhere. That's kind of all I'm asking.
And did anyone notice our Tang
for mayor?
Fine, Tang for mayor, right here.
Taylor and Success for All.
Yes.
A lot of these just went up.
They did. If you notice, like, they're coming up like weeds everywhere.
Yeah.
Political signs in everybody's yards.
I know that they did make some new restrictions about putting them up this year, that you can't just like litter areas with them. This has nothing to do with Tang, obviously, because she... It's the only first time she's run, but I just know in the past you would go places and it would be like 20 of them for one person. And I'm like, no, I mean, I read it one time.
Yeah.
But look how beautiful they are.
They are.
Look how beautiful she is.
Get your yard signs. Yep. If you want yard signs, reach out directly to whoever's campaign and get your sign and start pushing for your candidate. Yeah. We need to get involved on a local level. It's important.
And I've seen that... the city council signs are up. So just reach out to whoever and just see if you can get them for your yard, because let's get involved. I know, did you say that there's going to be a debate?
There is a local debate. I saw October 1st. I can't remember where it is, but yes, it's going to be Tang and our current mayor.
Where are they going to hold that, you think?
John's looking it up for us, but because I can't remember. I remember just noticing it October 1st. And I'm very interested. I want to see what everybody's platforms are, what their goals are, what their vision is for the future.
And I cannot read that.
I can read it. It was October 1st, City of Manassas mayoral debate.
Oh, it's at the Manassas Museum, right?
Says? Doors
scroll,
open.
Scroll down a little bit. Oh.
Location, Manassas Museum.
Great.
Maybe that's what that room is, the Verizon Auditorium. Yeah.
But it will be streaming also if you can't be there yourself.
Yeah. We'll put this information on our Facebook page so that way you can access it as well.
Come, listen, figure out who you like, and vote.
Meet your candidates. Yeah. They're all very receptive to sitting down, having discussions. Well, I should say all.
Meow. So stupid.
What am I like? My opinions.
This? I do. That's the most important thing, because I feel like, we're just inundated day in and day out with, like, obviously the presidential election.
It's important. A fucking nightmare.
It's a nightmare. But like it's all over the place. And so I just think we get so like tunnel vision. But it's like, these elections are going to like affect you.
This is right outside your door.
And your everyday
folks.
Life.
This is
and
right here.
If you don't know who either of these people are. Okay, cool. But like, here's your opportunity to hear them talk. Because that, if you live in the city of Manassas, or if you're listening to this, watching this, and you are in Prince William County, you probably have a friend in the city of Manassas. Have they thought about who they're going to vote for mayor? Are you going to put?
Do they even know?
Put a little bug in their ear, like, this is your opportunity.
It's important. Wake up.
Yeah. We saw a cute thing on the news.
Oh, we did. That was sweet. Patty Bright. A local resident.
A trained veterinarian.
lives here in Manassas.
Yeah. And she was featured on Channel 4 Clear the Shelters. They have a program that until September 10th, I believe, that they waive adoption all of the fees. Adoption fees. And she has seven dogs. And some of them were like,
had their tongues hanging out.
Yeah, like no teeth or like a pit bull or two that are less likely to
get
adopted.
But they all look so happy.
And they were. And they were living in harmony right here in Manassas. And it was just very sweet that they focus on a different person each episode. Mm-hmm. But
and she just happened to be a local hometown person. I reached out to her. I haven't heard anything back. But I just wanted to know. I wanted to ask her, like, you know, what would compel you to get seven? Most of them are like special needs or elderly, like they need special assistance. Yeah. And I wanted to know, like, was her partner on board for this? Yeah. Do they plan on getting more?
They were just babies. That's all they were. With his little tongue.
Was so cute. She was holding it and it looked like it was.
But yeah, Clear the Shelters program. If you're thinking about adopting an animal, I think you have until like for the next week. I believe they waive all the adoption fees. So head out there and find your new best friend.
Yeah. And then there's a whole bunch of other things coming up in the month of September. Is that what we're on?
In September. And so let's see here.
We talked about Antonio has something coming up at Mariachi's for Independence Day, Mexican Independence Day. Then there's a couple of things here. Starting the 20th.
The Daycare Swindlers 25-year anniversary show.
I don't know who they are. I wish I could just share in the excitement.
Well, do you remember you met Allie?
I did.
Okay. So Allie's like best guy friend, his name is Mark. He's the drummer for the Daycare Swindlers.
Fun.
Yeah. And so, and they've been friends for 500 years. And, but they used to play a lot out in like Fauquier. I mean, they have like a following. It was a thing. And then they, again, like I think I said earlier, a few shows ago, they haven't played for 5 years. And when they played then, it was in Warrenton. And this is just a much bigger like venue,
you know,
which is amazing. But if you liked Allie,
I love Allie.
Then you will love Mark and you will love the Daycare Swindlers.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
And then there's a bunch of fighting after that.
There might be some fighting at the Daycare Swindlers. We do not encourage that, but
there's fighting here on the 21st and the 22nd. Muay Thai and then Champions League boxing on the 22nd.
Friday, the 27th of September. We found this on Facebook. And so it's not Manassas, but
Warrenton. We've talked about Warrenton a lot today.
At the Laurel Ridge Community College Fauquier campus in Warrenton, there is a free, would you call it a seminar?
I would just say a free event. It's called Stamping Out Suicide.
Yeah. And I know they have a couple of guest speakers. I know that like they wanted to like kind of highlight men's mental health, veterans.
Faith-based support, so like church, religious support.
Parents and school systems getting involved. Like if you have, you know, been affected by, you know, losing someone to suicide, or if you maybe know someone that maybe needs help. I just saw this and we'll put this up on our Facebook as well. It just looked really interesting to me.
Yeah. I do believe you have to register, but it's free and it's a resource. And I think that it's in anyone's best interest to always take advantage of whatever resources are presented. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like that's something that calls out to you, go check it out.
Yeah. And like I said, it's free, right?
That's what I said. You just have to register so they can make sure they have enough spaces.
QR code on the flyer.
But then the day after that is back here to Salisbury Center, Dive into STEM. And it's open to, I think this is such a great program because it's open to kids.
Sixth to eighth grade
who do not have any experience in STEM. So those kids that might be apprehensive about getting involved in a robotics program at school, or, you know, they just may be hesitant for whatever reason, this is for them specifically. This is something for them to come kind of explore robotics and STEM, learn a little bit more about it, and parents too, if you don't know anything about it.
And there's a lunch, I believe, provided by Google.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting. Yeah. So again, I do believe, does that, you have to register for that as well?
I believe. And we'll put all
again,
of that.
Again, just so they know how many spaces and how many people are coming. Yeah. But I think that's a wonderful program.
We'll put that on our
John's
Facebook.
Very jealous. He would like to come to it.
I want
to
build a robot.
Yeah. John was slighted. He's feeling slighted.
Do you want us to get
slighted.
You registered for this? We'll see if we can get an exception made. Yeah. I love it. I believe Miguel set this up.
Yeah. He's the one that shared it. That's where I saw it on Miguel's
page. What
we'll
do is we'll put it on our Facebook. It is over on the Salisbury Center's Facebook as well. If you want to find that QR code to get your baby signed up to build a robot.
Just a couple of other little items. I do want to give a shout out to one of my best friend's father-in-law's. Jack Sailors, longtime Manassas legend. I love Jack. Well, first of all, he's just a great, great guy.
He's active on the Facebook.
He is active on Facebook, and I love that
Big
for
fan.
Him.
Big fan.
Whenever we drop a new episode, I think he's probably the first person that reaches out and tells me, great episode, or I want to hear more about this. And so thank you, Jack.
Thanks, Jack.
Jack was inducted into the 2024 Osborne Hall of Fame. He was class of 1950.
Aww.
He doesn't look it.
No.
Jack is out there doing his thing. He was inducted into the Osborne Hall of Fame, class 1950, for baseball, basketball, football, and cheer.
Busy guy, 1950.
Busy guy, Jack. Yeah. So thank you for listening. And
is he local?
He is. He is. He spends some time down in Fort Myers, but he lives right here in Manassas.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Good guy.
And then I want to know about, do you love the Fall Jubilee?
I do love a Fall Jubilee. Well, I love Fall Jubilee. You know what I don't like about Fall Jubilee?
I want to hear.
It's either going to be 110 degrees or 35 degrees.
Yeah.
It's never like, I'm going to put on my cute flannel and my cute boots, my jeans.
I don't know, man. I feel like last year was kind of like
you're
going
to roast to death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me.
It's a weird, that's the only thing. So that's nothing to do with the Fall Jubilee.
No,
that's my own personal
issue. But it absolutely, you could not be more wrong.
Yeah.
Right. Tell me what your favorite thing about the Fall Jubilee is.
My favorite thing about the Jubilee, well, I can tell you what one of my favorite things used to be, and then sometimes it comes back. It's I love the chainsaw chicks.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. We didn't practice this. I knew it in my heart.
I
knew
love
you were going to say it. It's an eagle made out of a stump with a chainsaw. Yeah. I knew you were going to say it.
Or a bear. It smells so good. First of all, it just smells like wood and
badass.
Gasoline. And, and then you have these badass girls out there.
Chainsaw chicks. Don't ask me how I know.
Yeah, chainsaw chicks. They're probably one of my favorites.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say it. God, I'm so glad I asked.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
Well, the nostalgia, because I grew up going to the Fall Jubilee, and when it was like tiny, when it was just a few streets, and there was like, I remember they would have like Christmas crafts, like real homemade, and we would just run, and there would be like funnel cake, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just, you knew that Halloween was coming. So now, like, when I think about that weekend, I'm like, okay, you've got your first Friday, and how they pull this off, I will never know. Because then you turn around the next day, which is the first Saturday of every October, is the Fall Jubilee. So 41st annual, okay, and this is I'm 42nd annual, Nikki. So the Fall Jubilee is October 5th at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So the Fall Jubilee is like literally 1 year younger than me.
Yeah. So you've been coming to it your whole
life. My whole life. But what I love is that you have that first Friday. You have that on Saturday. It's just exciting. There's all kinds of sometimes the chainsaw chicks, but there's crafts and music and food. And these streets are packed.
Like, it's so
when
much
I was a
fun.
Child, there was none of that, but the streets are packed.
Love it.
And it's just like, I love seeing
crafts. It's an awesome time to come down and get Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend Roz, she makes jewelry. She's at the farmer's market as well, and she has some of the most beautiful items. Gorgeous items.
But just like,
so
get a corn dog.
The first time I ever lost a kid was at the Fall Jubilee.
Okay. So, all right. Okay. What was, hey, Simone, what was your worst time at the Fall Jubilee?
Doug and Pam Barefoot. Do you remember the time that you entrusted me with Ansley and she, I don't even know what happened.
Kid.
She wasn't even my kid. Oh. And then next thing you know, she was gone.
Oh.
And talk about frantic. It was bad. It was bad. But then we found her.
Okay.
All was well. And she has just started her freshman year at Christopher Newport. So
congratulations. Maybe she'll come back for the Jubilee, get a little face painting, relive.
She had her face. I can tell you to this day, she had on a green Adidas tracksuit. Because in my brain, I was like, I'm going to find this child.
Yeah. Jesus, God. Yeah. So, oh, my God.
That's my
Fall
Jubilee
memory.
Well, that is a nightmare,
memory.
But anyway.
But it's going to be a great time. I think that they, I don't know. I'm sure at this point not, but you can like get a booth, like, and you can sell your own wares.
Yeah, the Fall Jubilee. I think that's an HMI event.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
oh
that would
God.
Be contact HMI.
I just love it so much.
It's good. It's
so
a fun one coming up.
We will probably be there also with tattoos.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not, I'll be home October 5th.
Yeah. I will be too. Where else
or
would
real
you be?
Tattoos. I mean,
yeah.
Who knows?
Screw it. We'll go over to Visionaries. We will get anybody. Where else would you be if you weren't?
I don't know. We have some things coming up. I don't know what, but I have some things coming up. You're going to Ocean City soon.
I am. In
so,
a few weeks.
Yeah, we have to make sure we're in town.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. That is really living for that right now. Well, because the birthday's over. You're like, all right.
Oh, you're in the come down.
Yeah.
Like the
bleh. Now I'm going to go to the beach. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And I did book our airline tickets the other day.
Where are you going?
Aruba.
What are you going for?
Dun, 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 dun,
Aruba,
dun, dun, dun.
Jamaica, to the tune of the wedding march.
I'm excited.
Yeah. You're going to look at accommodations?
I've started.
So when you go somewhere like that, like if you go to like a fancy island and you leave Manassas, and because I know, what did you guys do? Bahamas a few years ago?
Done Turks and Caicos.
I just vaguely remember
the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. When you go somewhere like that, what is your preferred like place to stay? Like, are you like, I'm going to the Ritz? No one.
No.
Yeah. Or are you like...
I don't have the budget for the Ritz or the Ritz-Carlton.
Sure.
I want, like, we usually go to a brand name, mm-hmm. and it just depends on, I like to be in the middle of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely, positively do not want to go anywhere where I'm just, you know, in some secluded wherever,
yeah.
and you have to, like, Uber everywhere.
Right.
I like where I live now.
Yeah.
I like to be able to walk out the front door and be around
get whatever you
watch,
want.
Get mm-hmm. some snacks. So
yeah.
that's kind of the ultimate driving force behind where I pick.
Yeah.
And then from there, I'll like narrow down the amenities.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. Because there's so much, because it is such a safe place to visit, like there's so many options.
When we stayed the last time, we stayed at the Hyatt Resort, and I loved where that was located because you could just walk right out the door and there was like ice cream and shops and
yeah.
that. What is that ringing noise?
I don't know. Is it you?
Oh, that's me. Oh. Sarah. Sarah, it's my reminder that I have to go let Sophie, I have to go let Sarah's dog out.
Okay. Jeez. You're like, what is that? It's like,
it's mine.
It's the alarm because they're going to kick us out. Why are we like this?
Oopsie daisies.
But
I think that's it. Yeah.
I think that's really it. Again, we want to say a big thank you to our newest and, well, first sponsor.
Our sponsor, yeah. JJDJ Entertainment. You know, it's funny because Carol, I told you how a couple of weeks ago, Carol and I went out on a Friday.
Yeah.
And that's the night that all this John Caniford, Terry Caniford, it was mm-hmm. all kind of put
yeah.
together. And Carol had brought it up because she said that Will, her son, who is a junior at Elon right now, he had gone to an Osborne prom with a previous girlfriend or friend. And when he came back, he was like, oh my gosh, it was so much fun.
Was that the one that was here?
It was at Osborne.
Oh, okay.
It was she said it was the best time that they ever had.
Let's go.
She said it was the best time that they ever had. And Carol even went to OP and said, hey, you know, use this guy.
Yeah.
And so that night we put it all together. So John, apparently you can throw a party.
If you want a DJ for your prom party.
JJDJEntertainment.com. Mm-hmm.
And so besides, let's see, wedding parties, he's got photo booths.
Photo booths. I'm very excited
for
that.
That's awesome.
Like, can we just get one? Just to have it here.
Yeah. We just need to like set one up somewhere. Well, that's amazing. So John, thank you so much.
Yes. We're going to have fun.
Sponsor. I know. I'm like, are we going to get like t-shirts?
We're getting merch, people. Like merch. Yeah. Merch is on its way.
And for Until They Kick Us Out. And now on the back, we can put our one sponsor.
It'll be in really large font. No, we have other people that want to be our sponsors.
Yes.
There are other people in line that want to also sponsor us.
We just have to figure out how to do it. But we're going to have shirts. Simone has gotten us stickers. I got us the tattoos. She's ordered us two beautiful banners.
We have some banners. We have.
Put in here sometime for fun.
And then I have Troy Sloper down at Sloper Stitch House working on designs for merch.
Yeah. It's going to be so fun. Even if you don't want to listen to us talk, but like, because I got to tell you, I have so many people that love me, that I love, and they've listened to this and they've watched us and they're like, Nikki, this is da da da. But like, besides like Allie, like my like top two other best friends of the six that I have, y'all know who you are. I'm not going to list you.
Oh, please. Will you rank them for us?
Yes. Number one. Erica. Yeah. But like, even because they have not listened to it. I think that they have to listen to me talk all the time. Mm-hmm. And so they're just like,
you know, who else hasn't listened to it? Who? Piper Reddington.
She don't care about me at all.
Piper Reddington.
Yeah, she bad girl. No, actually, episode two, she said she did, I think her words were,
she
choke
lied.
That one down. But she did. But yeah, some of my best friends, they're just like, Nikki, I can't. Like it's, and I'm like, and I get it. But they are going to wear the t-shirt or the hat.
Or a tattoo.
Or whatever. Well, they don't have room for tattoos anymore. It's my friend, Simone. Come on.
I was going to say, but the other day when we were sitting at dinner with my parents, you had a hole in your Uncle Eddie's jeans that you were wearing.
Yeah.
And I thought you were wearing something underneath.
Colorful tights.
I thought that you were wearing tights or leggings. I was aren't you hot?
The tights of
and
my
she
life.
She was like, no, that's my skin.
It's my skin. That's what I mean.
Awkward.
Oops.
Awkward.
You're telling me I got to look like this. Choices.
No, I wouldn't want to talk about those things with my mommy either. Oh, it was Kathy, right? What's up, Kathy Caniford?
Hey, Kathy.
Oh, she was a doll the other day. We were on, we had a three-way call with her. And
that's awesome.
I really like her. I can't wait to
meet her. Three-way is a word that is on Jess's the other podcast sometime that maybe you'd have to explain to her. But I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, so bringing that full circle.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And we love Jess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We love Jess.
Did I say?
But if you bring up anything that she brings up, I'm going to crawl under this table really fast.
I think I talked about it last week, too. But I can never remember how small she is, and whenever I give her a hug, I'm like, "Hey, go, little girl."
Oh,
and I'm just like, I'm because I'm
so
gigantic.
Sweet.
But yeah,
I see her
so
all the
sweet.
Time. I know we're big people compared to her.
I know.
Yeah,
she's like, "Come here." But I love her.
That's why she never gets hot in the studio,
right?
Because she uses up 1 inch of space.
Yeah, tiny girl.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, we're done. Kick us out.
Yeah.
Kick me out, John.
But oh my God, the lights are going off.
Closing time.
Something. You gotta. I don't know what that.
Thanks, John.
Thank you for episode 5.
Episode 5. Can you believe that?